It's a little after 7:30 on a Tuesday night in the classroom at Stanford University, about 3 weeks before November 1st. As fluorescent lights buzz and weary international policy experts exit Encina Hall, a dozen students and wannabe novelists sit behind laptops listening to a sophomore named Hari Ray expound upon the virtues of rambling.
The goal is to write 50,000 words. So there are times when you're really stuck, you can't think what comes next. And one way to do that is to take a really, really long time about the way you say things. That's one of the things I'm kind of good at, actually, is just describing things in excruciatingly painful detail. It's just like some of the things you would never, ever want to read, but, you know, you can always edit it later, too. Just, you know, keep talking about this blackboard and the exact amount of chalk that it has on it and, you know, whether there's half of a word that you can still read or not. I mean, you can talk about it for paragraphs, and it's awful, but it gets more words.
The ability to go on and on about nothing isn't usually valued by writers. But for these particular writers, it's almost essential. Of course, there are other tactics when the well of ideas runs low. But if you're trying to write 50,000 words in 30 days, there's really only one way to do it. Just go. Hari Ray and her students, along with more than 100,000 others all over the world, are engaged this November in National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo, as they call it. NaNoWriMo was founded 10 years ago in San Francisco by a small group of writers looking for novel, get it, inspiration. The idea was to write 50,000-word novels in 1 month. They succeeded and surprised themselves with how much sheer content they produced. Every year since, the event's gotten bigger. Now, in its 10th year, it's been featured in the New York Times, on NPR, and approximately 8 million blogs. NaNoWriMo has, in short, changed the novel and who writes the novel more than anything since, let's say, keyboards. Or, if I wanted to say that like a national novel writer would, I'd say it's the best thing to happen to the novel since sliced bread. See, when you're writing 1,700 words a day, you don't have time to worry about cliches. They're not the end of the world or anything. Beyond the difficulty of the task, what's interesting about National Novel Writing Month is how populous it is. Everyone, from plumbers to teachers to lawyers, participate and get novels written. Not that novel writing has been limited to great writers, but this amount of participation, this incredible enthusiasm from people who just want to tell their stories, this seems to be something new and worth investigating. So I'm here with Hari Ray and her students to do just that, to find out why. Specifically, to find out what drives people to a project that requires them to write 7 fresh pages a day for 30 days with no reward at the end but their own satisfaction. Is it masochism? Is it vanity? Or is it the same mix of ambition and obsessiveness that got these students into Stanford and drives people everywhere towards impossible-seeming projects with nothing on the line but their own pride? We're in Chapter 1 of our show, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Novelist. We'll get back to Mark and Lee in a bit, but for the moment we're going to head over to the National Novel Writing Month class at Stanford. The class is a perfect way of looking at some conventional wisdom about reading and writing in America today. The conventional wisdom says both are getting less popular. People are watching more TV, more movies, and spending more time on the internet. The popularity of National Novel Writing Month runs completely counter to that. So how does this happen? Is conventional wisdom wrong, or is NaNoWriMo actually a different kind of phenomenon? Maybe what people like about it isn't writing, but having written. If so, then why write novels? They could be writing poetry, short stories, anything. What is it about the novel that's so appealing? In order to find out, I decided to follow the class through November as they wrote their novels. Let's go back to that day, 3 weeks before November 1st. As class ends and students spill out of the classroom, I'm in the hallway to meet them.
Could you tell me your name, please, first?
Emily. Riles.
Bianca Saralvo.
What are you doing here tonight?
Getting ready to write NaNoWriMo.
Why?
Because I like to write. This is my 4th time doing it. So, there's a class, so I had to take it because that's awesome.
How about you? Why are you here tonight?
I have a list of 101 things I want to do in 1,001 days, and NaNoWriMo is one of them. So,
skydiving,
yeah, I'm here to write a novel.
Hiking the Grand Canyon, visiting all 7 continents, writing a novel? How did the novel get to be in that class of accomplishment? Well, It took a while, says Mark McGurl. In the 17th and 18th centuries, novels were seen as trash culture, pure entertainment that did no good for anybody. Thousands and thousands of these novels were being written, and they were hurting the value of the novel as an art form. Then a writer named Henry James came along and tried to change all that. He tried to limit who could write novels so each novel would be better and worth more. Which is ironic, because in helping to give the novel that cachet, he made it incredibly appealing for wannabe writers today, the kinds of writers who are doing National Novel Writing Month. Here's Mark again.
The idea, because you know, the rise of the novel as art is strongly associated with professionalism, and professionalism is strongly associated with, you know, restricting practice to the degree possible to those who have proven themselves competent practice. And so the populism of this event is pretty extraordinary, and it goes in the opposite direction that somebody like Henry James was going at the turn of the century, where to him it seemed like there are way too many novels. And the sheer number of novels suggested to him that they all couldn't be good, and that people were producing them quickly and without any, you know, concern for matters of form.
Producing them quickly and without concern for matters of form could be a tagline for NaNoWriMo. It made me think back to Hari Ray's mini lecture on rambling. So I asked a couple of girls how they felt about her advice.
Being able to use a lot of extra words might become very useful if your plot breaks down and you have nothing to say.
It's true. November 25th, you're writing at 2 o'clock in the morning and you just want to take a space and go to bed. It's going to be useful.
Give me an example of that. Ramble.
Go. Okay, we can ramble forever, but I don't know what to ramble about.
Ramble about rambling?
Well, I guess, I mean, it would be useful in the case of National Novel Writing Month, but it's also just useful when you're stuck in class and you have to keep talking and the professor's looking at you and wondering, you know, when you're going to get to the point, and you have to think of a point before you can get to it, and so you just keep talking. Got any ramblings to do?
Not especially. I think I've trained my inner concise being too much. I have to get rid of that. The inner concise being, as you can tell.
What it most reminds me of, you know, one of the great revolutions in composition pedagogy has been one of the sort of big figures. And how do you teach, you know, students to write and not necessarily write fiction, any kind of writing? And one of the biggest theorists of the past several decades has been this guy, Peter Elba.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of him.
No, I haven't actually.
But Peter Elba was this sort of composition theorist who wrote a lot and hugely influential. In terms of figuring out the exercises and the ways that people would teach writing. And one of his main emphases, and one of the main exercises that he promoted and that actually is done across the land, is called free writing.
Mm-hmm.
What I learned was that I needed to skip this principle of getting things clear in mind ahead of time. I need to plunge in on my writing before I know what I'm really trying to say. I needed to make a mess. Making a mess is the quickest way to say it, and it's make a mess is the concept that I cling to most fervently. That if I let myself make a mess, it'll go somewhere. If I let myself keep writing, and I don't, even when I don't know where I'm going, I end up going somewhere.
This free writing mentality, this willingness to make a mess, is exactly what Hari Ray is trying to get her students to take on.
A lot of writers, you know, want to write well because they're writers and writers are supposed to write well. So I'm basically trying to get everyone in this classroom to write the story that they really want to write, regardless of whether it's any good, and write it badly. Like, who cares if it's, you know, full of gaping holes and mistakes, and you know, whether your character starts out, you know, one way and then suddenly is like a completely different character halfway through, you know, you can fix all that later. The point is just to have as much fun as possible throughout the month, and basically I'm here to help out in any way I can that will help people, you know, have a complete blast through November.
Suddenly something becomes clear to me. In all the conversations I've had with the novel writers, one of the biggest issues has been quality. Everyone seems to have the sense that novels are supposed to be works of art, and that NaNoWriMo is subverting that. they all say one of the hardest parts of the month is turning off the sense that you have to write something really good. After a number of these conversations, I started to wonder where that idea came from. If novels are just stories, then shouldn't the most important part be to make them fun and entertaining? Let's check in with that writing class real quick.
19 days, 4 hours, 41 minutes, and 21 seconds.
Could I get you to repeat that and tell us what we're looking at?
Oh, until the end of NaNoWriMo, we have 19 days, 4 hours, 41 minutes, and 19 seconds.
So we're looking at the NaNoWriMo website right now?
Yes.
So that thing ticks by every second?
Yes, it does.
19 days, 4 hours, 41 minutes, 8 seconds. Do you ever look at that, or just randomly sometimes?
I try not to look at that. Just watching the seconds tick down, and you know, now we're down to only 40 minutes, and I just watched a minute go by, and it seems like I'm running out of time, so I try not to look at that too much.
How many words have you written?
I currently have 13,024 words, which is a little bit behind schedule. I'm supposed to be at a little over 18,000 by the end of tonight, but I'm not worried.
Are there some days you've had that have been going really great and some days that haven't been so productive?
There have been good days, there have been bad days. There have been no days so far where I've actually come out ahead of schedule. But like I said, I have never yet in any year started, I've never during week one ever been ahead of schedule. So I think this is a good sign. I think if I was ahead of schedule in week one, that would probably mean bad things for the rest of the weeks.
My name is Emma. Emma Zeiger.
And what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
How are things going compared to last week?
Compared to last week, things aren't going well. I've fallen pretty far behind, unfortunately. A lot of homework. And, yeah. That's basically about it. Usually, I don't know. Once I do all my homework, there's so much of it, I get so exhausted that I just want to go to sleep. I have had a few nights. I had two nights where, after talking to someone else who was noveling, I was suddenly just like, yeah, I want to write, and then I wrote a bunch. But then, you know, the next day it was just like, I don't want to do any more than I have to. Which, I don't know. I'm trying to make it so that won't kill me. But, I mean, I'm still going. I'm just going at a snail's pace. That's how things are going right now.
What's your word count?
Oh, God, do I have to tell you?
Yes, actually, you do have to tell me.
My word count is 5,000.
Luigi was leaning on a trash can out in the alley in the back, smoking on his cigarette contemplatively. Man, it was hot in there. The cold air was incredibly refreshing, but he felt his cigarette was burning itself up far more quickly than he would have liked, and he was trying to savor every moment and every puff of smoke. Then suddenly, this super annoying narrator voice started telling everyone to do stuff. "Will you shut the fuck up?" he said finally in annoyance, waving his cigarette in what he hoped was the general direction of the author. For him, that was the sky. "Ha! But you're wrong, Luigi. Take that. I'm not in the sky. You and your waving your cigarettes at me. Why don't you implement a plot change or something? You think I'm nice all the time? Yeah, right. I'm angry today, and I'm taking it out on you. Do something."
It's special in that it's something that you do entirely for yourself. You know, you don't get... It's not like, you know, if you say I'm going to do well in school, then, you know, other people will be like, you did well in school, and you'll get rewards for doing well in school. But this, it's just like, I mean, it might even hurt you. You know, you don't have much time to do homework, you know, to go out. But, I mean, the accomplishment is something that you feel just, like, inside. And you're like, wow, I did this, and this is all mine, and it's fantastic. And I think it would mean a lot to me as a writer to finish this. Just, you know, I mean, to have something of that length. I mean, that's big. 50,000 words is a big chunk of writing. So to finish that, I think, would mean a lot to me.
We got 11 days left. How's it going?
Everything's going all right. I'm still behind my word count as usual, but like I said, I'm not really worried about the word count itself. Mostly what I'm worried about right now is getting my story arc kind of coherent. Figuring out, I'm not entirely sure what my story is about, who's really my main...
You still don't know what your story's about? What have you done in the last week since I talked to you?
I've been writing a lot of sort of extraneous scenes that sort of continue, but don't ever actually lead anywhere and don't result in major plot development.
So are you frustrated right now, or are you feeling still feeling good?
I'm a little frustrated. I'm not worried. Like I said, I'm confident that I can reach 50,000 words, but I'm starting to get worried about whether or not I can really pull this together into kind of the cool story I'd originally envisioned.
The novel helps us think about stories. That's how it's going to stay relevant. And so the participants in National Novel Writing Month are doing two major things. First, they're giving themselves the accomplishment of a lifetime. And how often do you get to do that? Set yourself to a really hard goal and then accomplish it. But even more importantly, they're telling stories. It might seem low stakes, but it's anything but. We live in a world of stories. Stories about who's winning or losing this or that war. Stories about certain people being good and others being evil. Stories about the way the world came to be. The novel, by its very form, is best suited to help us think about the way we accept, reject, and become manipulated by stories. There's only going to be more of them in the future, so we best start learning right now just how they do what they do, how they suck us in, make us care about and identify with people we've never met, and change our minds. Stories are powerful. That's why telling one, a really long one, even if it's bad, even if it has mistakes and plot holes and inconsistent characters and doesn't quite say what you want to, is such a powerful experience.
When I finish a novel, it's really this complete thrill of having just accomplished something like really amazing. For 2 years now, I have written, on the very last day of November, written 12,000 words and just had kind of an all-nighter, really crazy, intense experience across the finish line. And so when you finally type the 50,000th word and your little word counter says you've written over 50,000 words and you upload it to the site and it declares you a winner, it doesn't even matter what you've written. You just suddenly, I mean, you really feel like you have accomplished something that most people out there haven't done and probably won't ever do.